You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. How can a blind person, or indeed someone who's partially sighted, take great photographs? Candida McWilliam, who herself suffered from a condition which affected her vision, has written the introduction to a new book, The Blind Photographer. She's on the line. I'm joined in the studio by Mikkel Smithen, who is a performance artist and photographer whose works appear in the books and who can only just see severely problems with his eyesight. Candida, that question, how can a blind person take photographs, what's a simple answer?
I think the simple answer is that there are so many ways of having compromised vision that each of us who, even sighted people, are blind in some way because we're all blinkered by our own prejudices and so on. And it's very striking with this book that what is conveyed is emotion and the negotiation with the world. So there's no artifice. We're returned to a sort of place of vivid innocence by these exciting pictures.
And that's interesting, because I expected you to say, you know, loss of sight is compensated by other way, with other things, I mean, different senses.
That's the thing that people say. They either ask you politely, do all your other senses compensate, or they state that your other senses necessarily compensate. And I'm not sure it's quite that. It's that you learn to renegotiate the world by that essential thing, and it's an artistically essential thing, to concentrating and paying attention.
But so you've still got to see the picture that the object or scene or face or whatever it is that you're taking the picture of. You've got to be able to see it.
You may be able to see it within your mind or intuit it. That may sound very
I do find it difficult to understand that, yeah, because you've got to focus the camera, you've got to point the camera in the right direction, you know, all of the practical, physical things.
Ask Mikkel.
Yeah, indeed, Mikkel.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us how you do that.
Well, I'm someone who likes to kind of get to know the space through walking around it, and just exploring it before I take the picture.
Right. So although you can't actually see it, you can explore it.
I can navigate around the space with my long white cane. So that's in order for me to kind of compose my picture. And if there's a person in the picture, which there generally is when I take my photography, ask them to stand in a certain part of the space.
Right, and you know enough about the space, because of having walked around it with your cane,
yes,
to have an image in your head.
Yes.
And then when the picture is processed, how do you see it? I mean, you've got about a metre's vision, haven't you? If it's as close as a metre away from you, you're okay.
Well, it's closer within a metre.
Right.
Then again, that's not in detail.
Ah.
So, and that's just everyday real life. But when it comes to images, if they're magnified on a screen or they're blown up to a huge scale, then I can make them out, because everything's zoomed in. I'd say that in some cases I see better through magnified images than I do in everyday life.
Yeah. That's interesting. And Candida, you're making an interesting point in the book, I think, about we all see things differently, whether we're sighted or not. We all see things differently. I mean, colours, no two people see exactly the same colour, for instance.
Exactly. Are we using the word blue to describe something that isn't what the other person will understand as blue? And we're sort of sharing soliloquies, and people who make things are doing that. And there's something very powerful about these photographs that you sometimes want to lick or smell them, and then you feel that may be how the person has arrived at the image, that you are smelling what they were smelling in that moment.
And Mikkel, you're a dancer as well. You're a performance artist, as I said. The energy and the movement that you convey during your dance, presumably you try to translate that into pictures as well. Is that the idea?
Well, I'm interested in movement as a performance artist, dancer, and I try to capture that through photography, and it's really difficult and takes time and patience and knowing that I'm not going to get what I want from the first take, and when I do get what I want, it might not be as I imagined it, but might just capture something quite special, which is what has happened with the pictures that are being exhibited at the moment in France.
Right, and Candy, if you can do this in 10 seconds, is there a particular picture you've seen that makes you think, my word?
That's hard. There are some thin hearts tacked to a wall over flexes that are slightly torn, and their maker has alas died, and the story is a heartbreaking one.
And it's stuck with you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you both very much, Candy McMillian and Mikkel Smith. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.